Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So welcome back to the thing. This is a encore show. What the fuck am I looking at, man? Is that Paul Muni doing another Chinese character? These actors, you know, in the 30s, I think that is Paul Muni. All these Anglo actors or these European actors did the yellow face thing, man, big time. And the the fucking Mickey Rooney character from Breakfast at Tiffany's, which does not stand the test of time at all. And, you know, all I can tell you, yeah, it's Paul Muni, The Good Earth. Is that fucking Pearl Buck? Is that the name of the author? I think we had to read that in high school. There's Paul Muni playing a Chinese guy, and there's another Anglo woman. She's playing Chinese, and don't hire Chinese actors, you know. But there was the time, you know, the 30s. You didn't do it. There were a couple of Chinese actors, I guess, or Japanese actors that were doing well. I don't know. Fuck. What do I fucking know? Actually, Hayakawa, Sessio Hayakawa, who people may remember from Bridge on the River Kwai, he actually had a successful silent film career in the States, in the United States. He was a star. I think I got the right actor. He was a star in silent films in America. And then he went voluntarily back to Japan to work in films there, and then came back to the States, you know, during the later era when there were talkies, and played a fantastic part in Bridge on the River Kwai, the Japanese prison camp commandant. And then I don't know what the hell else he did. There was Toshiro Mifune. That was another cat that was known by English speaking audiences, but don't know if he actually spoke English. Hayakawa did. Anyway, fuck it. What am I talking about? I don't know. Do I give a shit? No. And yeah. And look at that girl going by. Okay. And hey, there goes a chick. We're not going to do too many preliminaries, but what we are going to do, tomorrow's the 15th, so we have to pick our show.
Yes, indeed we do.
That's what I was looking for. Now then. I don't know what that is. That is so fucking weird. What is it? Supposed to be pizza or something? We're going to go and grab our shit, man. We're going to grab our shit. I guess this is the Good Earth is about Asian people who settled California, immigrant Asian people who settled California. That's what I'm assuming just by looking at this. I remember the book being assigned in high school to be read, and I didn't read it because I didn't give a shit. And that's kind of how I was, just a silly, stupid kid. But I got to tell you, I probably wouldn't read it now either. And it's not that I'm not interested in the history of California. I'm not a big fiction fan. Never have been a big fiction fan. Never will be a big fiction fan. The only reason why I read Jack Kerouac as much as I did is because that was really novelized. It was really fictionalized nonfiction. He was writing about real people and real events and just giving them different nom de plumes, you know, right? Is that the word? Oh, that's bad. No, I'm just kidding. It was just some onion. I made a salad, so it's probably onion. Let's see. Whew. Oh, I got some good news. Maybe. Hey, August, you were asking me about it, but I think I got some good news. My agent today messaged me, and he sounds like there's going to be a deal offered. So I'm very excited. This was a gig I really wanted, and wow, I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping it's not, you know, like one of those. And believe me, in television, that shit happens all the time, man. They'll tell you, yeah, you got the job. And at the last minute, you don't have the job. Sorry, they do that. They're so like, fucking, you know, everybody is on pins and needles in that game, man, about making the right decision. Like, well, I don't know, was it the right decision? No, we better not do it. You know. No, I got a bad feeling about it. You know, they really, it's like almost a little bit psycho. Okay. Pearl Buck, huh? Is that right? So your name's Pearl Buck, huh? Okay. October 15 is today. And, oh, you motherfucker, I didn't want to do that. Yeah, okay, that's what I wanted to do. Why is that? It's a ridiculous freaking transition.
It's a bloody, you know, it's ruddy. It's ruddy ridiculous, isn't it? If I do this there, that's much better.
Ruddy ass thing. Now then, the 18th, we scroll down and scroll down. Jackson Armstrong reports on the Dodger Brewer game from a bathtub. Wait, why do I keep going to the 18th? It's the 15th, bitch. And why was I going to the 18th anyway, man? You know what I'm saying? Where did I get that 18th shit from? Oh, you cunt. I knew it. I knew it. This is an encore show from October. So I got to go all the way back to 16. Well, why not? October 15th, 2016. And the only problem with that is it might be a weekend day and it gets really fucked up. Buttigieg. I finally know how to pronounce that cat's name. Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg, right? Right. The mayor of Fort Wayne, right? Here we go. Harvey Weierman. Not the 18th. Why am I doing that? See, this is what I mean. Today's the 15th, and it's a... That's fucked. This is going to be tough. So now we got to go back to the 14th, and I get money that says this is going to be, obviously, a Sunday show. Why do I keep getting stuck on that goddamn 18th thing? It's a Sunday show. No. Wrong, Phil. Wrong. Where are we going? 14th. This is bound to be something ugly. October 14th. So I'm looking for the 15th of October 2014. I am really not doing too good here.
Not really doing too good here.
Hey, we might have hit fucking gold. This is going to be a Wednesday show. It's not a weekday show, so that's cool. I mean, not a weekend show, so. 15th, there it is, Wednesday. Gang talked about Gamergate, something Phil maintained was driven by socially inept or unskilled people bordering on autistic. R.C. Collins, this and that. Okay, so, question is, how long is this show? And what are we talking about here? See, look at this. Is it a full 3 hour? It is. It's a motherfucking 3 hour show. Or is it? Oh, it's an hour and a half.
You know.
No, man. No. Copy. Dig me? So, then we, all right, so that's that. What are we doing here? So that's bloody well that, you know, and then we just go off into the wild blue yonder here and do this and that and that and this. Yeah. What? Undo, close. No, I don't want to do that. What I want to do is open up another window. Yeah, there it is. So how y'all doing? What's going down? How you been? We'll get back into the Saturday cinema groove. I also want to explore bringing back, I won't say, I'll just do it. But I've got some ideas, man. They're groovy ideas. And I got to tell you something, man. Tuesday the 15th, Jeff Baker. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, yes. All right. What is this, man? Okay, Jeff. Got it, brother. Thank you so much. What is this? October 15th, 2014, right? Yeah. Send. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay. Specify a recipient.
Okay. I understand. Okay, well, anyway. Now what I want to do, dudes and dudettes, is, naturally, I didn't bring the motherfucking phone with me. God damn it. My phone is like my backup computer, you know, so that when I'm doing this, I can do other shit on it. Oh, here it is.
It was plugged in.
Say it was plugged in. Maybe someday, saved by zero. Maybe I'll win. Made to the mind. So, April 2004.
Maybe I'll win.
Right? Yeah, April 2004. Jesus Christ, I got to keep my fucking mind out of the goddamn news. I've been talking to people about it, man. It's like a thing, you know? It's like a problem that I have. And I'm always saying the same thing, you know? So, well, am I being a good citizen? But I got other shit I got to do. So you say, I got other shit I got to do. Then who takes care of it? Well, let Congress. Well, they're not exactly hitting the ball out of the park these days, you know. And I see all these other people that are very much involved, you know, and Fiona Hill, George Kent, Deputy McKeon, all these cats are former. And this motherfucking president, take care of business, man. What are you, if you had a problem, Trump, with all of these criminal types, starting with Hillary, why didn't you fucking start these investigations? And wait a minute, that motherfucker you're going to bring on as an attorney, wasn't he already investigating her and didn't find shit? You know the guy, that guy, what's his face, Gowdy? He didn't find shit on her, and yet you want to hire this motherfucker for your, what the fuck is your story, you stupid cunt? What a, I swear to Christ, one-on-one. You notice Trump is out there, he's got all these motherfuckers in between him and the press, and all kinds of noise. He never, this bitch couldn't go one-on-fucking-one with anybody. Not anybody that had half a cent's worth of brains. Not these fucking clowns he was talking to during the campaign. God damn it, that motherfucker. All right, so, April? Yeah, April 2004. Ugh. Come on. All right, so there's that. And this is from what year? 2004, April 2004. Okay. Bang. Doom. Ding, 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 ding. I got an audition that's due tomorrow at 12 noon. This goddamn fucking thing. I don't understand this goddamn thing. The pistachio is a healthy snack, and I appreciate that. In an age of unrealistic body expectations. Magazine covers, excuse me. They want me to fucking ad-lib this thing. I don't fucking understand the scene. And this doesn't, not going to do me any good to ask them, so fuck it. Jesus H. Christ, I'm telling you, man. All right. I get it. I fucking get it. Goddamn stupid shit. This is from fucking last week. The same goddamn fucking copy. This fucking printer doesn't work, so fuck it. All right, bet shit's done. Yeah, I'll get the fucking thing done. Happy Monday, hope you had a... Okay, yeah, great. I had a wonderful weekend, thank you. Okay. Maybe someday... All right, so what I gotta do... I can't do anything. Oh, did I already... What the fuck is this, bitch? I think I know what I gotta do here. I gotta go back to, I wanna go home to the armadillo. Good country music and sarsaparilla from Abilene. With the prettiest women and the friendliest assholes you ever seen. Did. There we go. Okay. So that's that. That's that. And this is this. Paul Muni doesn't even look Chinese, man. You probably never even heard of Paul Muni. And the reason why you've probably never heard of Paul Muni, even though he was a big star in movies in the 30s, won Academy Awards, I think he won at least one, probably two, was because he carried his little makeup kit around. He did characters. and you didn't recognize his face from one movie to the next. One time he's Asian, one time he played Louis Pasteur, another time he played Scarface. He was the original Scarface, Paul Muni. Hey, what's the game? You know, and all this shit, all this 1930 shit. And, but now you look at this motherfucker doing all this Asian shit. it's like almost kind of laughable. No, what's this? Here's another guy supposed to be Asian. This is probably somebody like fucking Thomas Mitchell or something, you know, or Raymond Massey or some shit. All right, I'm all done with this bullshit. I think it's time to get our asses in gear. Dig what I'm putting down. Every diamond
in my chain, yeah, that's some slavery. And these poor people had to leave this country because it was so horrible here because of slavery. And they established escapable these people.
Oh, my God. Did he really say that?
Improvisational.
Rush said that Obama let Ebola country and take everything that they've touched. And if fam had available. That's got to be the most impermeable thing in my life.
That are planned to be sick like me. But are you sick like those mothers who are involved with Gamergate? You may be one of them, huh?
All right, so that's how you got to get into this thing, huh? Okay.
So this is Gamergate. Gamergate, ladies and gentlemen, Phil will explain in a moment.
Involve ourselves with to attend to today. In other words, we have other work, other places, other thing. All right? We'll be right with you here as we kick things off with In This Moment.
What? What are you doing, Phil? What kind of... how did I fucking...
And entertainment that we possibly can. Audio.
This is 5 years ago. I have no idea how I used to do the show.
Got to go out and do the show.
Oh.
Go out
oh.
and do our animated work today. So there will be...
Oh, F is for Family.
There is that then, you see.
And then there was also the Irvine. I think I was doing the live show, which was, you know, I don't know how to tell you guys this, but it was like...
Ready to go here, guys?
Whatever, you know.
Good morning and welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. It is our earnest and fervent desire to present to you on our program this morning... very best entertainment that we possibly can, audio entertainment that we possibly can, and we'll continue to mention throughout. We are doing a bit of a short show because we have a animation project to involve ourselves with, to attend to today. In other words, we have other work, other places, other things. All right, we'll be right with you here.
Shut up,
kick
Phil.
Things off with In This Moment.
Aha! All right, so that's the end of the pre-show. Let's start the show, shall we? Okay. For today, the 15th of October, 2019, encoring the 15th of October, 2014.